This is Stephen Schmidt from the Gazette Digital News Desk, and I'm here with your update for Thursday, December 2nd. Thursday will feature the warmest weather left in the week, as temperatures will gradually drop afterward. According to a forecast from the National Weather Service, it'll be mostly sunny with a high near 60 degrees in the Cedar Rapids area. The wind will be moderate to light, calming to 5 miles per hour by Thursday evening with a low of 37 degrees. The number of Iowans hospitalized with COVID-19 this week, including those in need of intensive care and ventilators to help breathe, reached the highest level in nearly a year. Hospitalizations in the state as a result of the coronavirus increased for the fourth week in a row, jumping to 721 from 623 last week. That's the highest number of people hospitalized since December 17, 2020, when 746 patients were hospitalized with COVID-19. The number of COVID-19 patients in intensive care and on ventilators also is at the highest total since that time last year. In one bit of more positive news, the state reported 9,489 new COVID-19 cases this week. This is only positive because it is a decline compared to the previous week after 5 weeks of increasing infections. The state reported 10,643 new cases a week before. It is too soon to know if this will start a downward trend for infections, but since hospitalizations tend to lag a few weeks behind infection totals, a decrease in infections could give Iowa's hospitals a chance to catch up with the latest surge. Residents in Northeast Cedar Rapids soon will be losing a grocery shopping option. Hy-Vee will permanently close its Collins Road Northeast grocery store, adjacent to Lindale Mall in Cedar Rapids, on January 9th. The store has 53 full-time and 141 part-time employees, Hy-Vee Communications Officer Tina Potthoff said in an email to the Gazette. Potthoff said the employees will be offered jobs at other locations in the area. The closing of the store is one of four stores being shuttered by the chain across four states. Pharmacy customers will receive a letter notifying them their prescriptions will be transferred to a nearby Hy-Vee pharmacy, or a pharmacy of their choosing, the company also said. Hy-Vee Aisle's online pickup services at these stores will cease as of Monday, December 6th. Delivery options will be fulfilled by a nearby Hy-Vee location. A Belplaine man was charged with two felonies Tuesday after police said he stole over $10,000 worth of copper from an abandoned apartment building. Cedar Rapids police responded to a burglary report Monday at the Colonial Center building and found Jeremiah Lee Hawkins, according to a criminal complaint. Along with Hawkins, police found two bags of copper wire that had been cut from the structure at 1500 2nd Avenue Southeast in the Wellington Heights neighborhood. Police said Hawkins admitted to the burglary. The 33-year-old Hawkins is charged with first-degree criminal mischief, a Class C felony, and third-degree burglary, a Class D felony. He's also charged with possession of burglary tools and possession of methamphetamine. Are you a fan of trying new restaurants? Get the latest restaurant openings and closings and more chewy tips from the Gazette's Chew on this newsletter. Sign up at thegazette.com/chew.